Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord to be in the house of the Lord today. Thank the Lord for that song. I thought about that second verse. It talks about the Lord sharing in our cross with us and assisting us in the difficulties of life. And that's so true, and it's very helpful. But only God can do that if and only if we'll allow him to. And so, by the grace and help of God, we're going to talk about DIY this morning. Y'all know what DIY is? Huh? What is it? Do it yourself, right? Do it yourself. And so, may the Lord help us this morning. We're going to talk about being self-sufficient and what that'll do for you. And then we're going to talk about what we can do when the Lord helps us out and we allow him to help us out by the grace and help of God. All right. God's not going to take away the cross. The cross is part of our Christian experience. It's what helps us. The last verse said that it'll help us to go all the way home. And so we're going to have that cross. We're going to have the difficulties of life. We're going to have ups and we're going to have downs, but you need to understand something, and that is God never intended for you to bear these burdens all by yourself. He wants to be with us. He wants to stand by us and help us. And so we're going to be talking about this morning the mindset of doing it ourselves and being able to get rid of that by the help of the Lord, and then the benefits of letting God be with us. Like the brother preached about last Sunday, he said God is with us. He said not only is he with us, but he'll be with us even unto the end. And so we have him to help us with everything that we may encounter in this life. May the Lord help us this morning. I thought about something before I get into the message this morning. I thought about the cross, and that's something that God has ordained for our lives. And then I thought about sometime we're bearing things, burdens and sorrows and different things that God never intended for us to be carrying with us. May the Lord help us this morning. You may think about some of the things that you are carrying, those burdens and those heavy loads that you have been carrying. And you want to bring those to the Lord. I want to encourage you, bring those to the Lord and say, Lord, is this from you? And if it is, Lord, help me to bear it. But Lord, if this is not something that you want me to bear, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to take this away from me. I don't need anything extra, Lord, and I don't want anything extra by the help of the Lord. And God can help us differentiate between the two. May the Lord help us this morning. The enemy would like to get you all by yourself. He likes that. He likes to be able to attack you at will, to depress you, to cast you down, to discourage you. He knows that if you're in that condition, you're more easily manipulated. Your emotions sometimes can precede your thoughts and your decisions. And many times when we're in those places, that's where we find the failures of life. May the Lord help us. This way is a high and a holy way. None but the righteous shall see God. And so God want us to be righteous. And so may the Lord help us. The enemy of all souls, when he come against us, we have a place of refuge that we can go into. We got a hiding place with God Almighty where we can not only come out of that discouragement, but we can be encouraged in the Lord, and we can find victory unto victory. That's what the Word of God says. May the Lord help us this morning. And so I don't have to be pressed down. I don't have to be up under these burdens. I thought about the man that ended his life the other day. He was on the ledge and they were talking to him. And he said, are you done? That's what he said. And then he went ahead and did it. May the Lord help us. We don't have to be like that. We don't have to be like that. We can be victorious. We can be encouraged in the Lord. And God is able to help us with that. But I'll submit this unto you. If we know where our help is and we utilize that help, not only will we not ever get in those places, But if we do, we'll have some help to get us out of it. May the Lord help us this morning. God has something better for us. Enemy wants to discourage us, wants to get us down, get us all by ourselves, wants to attack us, wants to wear us down. But God said in his word, the enemy cometh not but for to what? Steal and then do what? To kill and to destroy. But what else does it say? I've come that you might have life and you can have it more abundantly. May the Lord help us this morning. God's got something better for us. God's got something better for us. But sometimes we're trying to do it by ourselves. We're trying to do it by ourselves. And so we're the offered hand, the opportunity to have God help us with whatever we're dealing with. We're saying, Lord, I'll let you deal with this. I'll let you deal with that. But this part right here, may the Lord help us. I got that. May the Lord help us. I encourage you this morning, let him help you with all of it. All of it. Give it all to him. I was talking to a buddy of mine, a child of God as well, and he told me, he said he's learned through life to get in a place where he understands that it's God anyway that's going to help us. And then once you get in that place and the Lord begins to help you, he said he's going to stay in that place. Sometimes we start getting out of that place. We get two, three victories in a row. We get the big head. And we start trying to do it by ourselves. He said he has learned through many difficulties, through many battles. The Lord has taught him to stay low before him. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll exalt you in due time. He says he gives grace. He giveth more grace to the humble. And so there's a place in him where we can give ourselves to the Lord. But we have to be in a place of humility to allow him to help us. May the Lord help us this morning. That scripture we quoted was in John 10, verse number 10 as well. All right, we got good news that the Lord is with us. He wants to help us to be victorious in this life. He can't do it unless we allow him to do it. May the Lord help us this morning. Now, I want to talk about briefly wisdom and knowledge and understanding and what that'll do for us. Let's go to Proverbs 4 and 7. And let's read what it says there in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. We might read down through verse number 9 if we're not careful. But we'll read number 7 for sure. It says, wisdom is the principal things. Therefore, get wisdom. And then it says, and with all thy getting, get understanding. All right? That's good enough. We need wisdom in this life. We need to know what it is that is God's will in our life. And then we'll know what is not God's will. And then we'll be more able to understand what it is that we are supposed to be going through. And then we also and likewise will have the ability, pray for us this morning, as we're going through those things, to lean upon him. It is wisdom in and of itself to learn to lean on him. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Lord, I don't know what's going to be on my plate, not only right now, but Lord, in the future. I don't know what's going to happen to me at the end of today. I don't know what I'm going to be faced with, but Lord, I know you, and I know that you know. And so, Lord, help me to be wise. Help me to lean upon you. Help me to understand that the enemy has got me in these holes with these burdens and these sorrows and these cares. And they're from the enemy. And therefore, they need to go back to the enemy. And so we can drop them off where we got them at. May the Lord help us. You and I sometimes are carrying things that God never intended for us to carry. And God wants to help us to differentiate between what is his will and what is not. And we need wisdom in order to do that. May the Lord help us. We need to understand and we need to be wise. We need to understand what is the working of the enemy, what is the working of self. And then by the help of the Lord, we can be victorious in getting rid of what God would not have for us to be on our plate, so to speak. I want us to go to John chapter 8. And verse number 32, it's a familiar scripture. You beat me there. I want you to go ahead and read it Sister Teresa, John chapter 8 and verse number 32, what does it say? You shall know the truth.
And the truth shall make you free.
The truth shall make you free. All right. And so sometimes we are under a burden and we're carrying it all along, all by ourselves. And it's a lie anyway. Do you hear me? There are things that have happened to you growing up that people have said and done, and the enemy came right after that, and he inserted a thought in your mind, and you accepted that thought, and have been laboring under that thought ever since, and it's a lie from the pits of hell. May the Lord help us. And so you're laboring and you're fighting against that thing. You're trying to prove that that lie is not true. And so you dedicate your life to proving that you are not less than. You're proving that you are okay. You're proving that you are of worth. And so you pour yourself into this and you pour yourself into that. And God never intended for you to be in those types of things, in those ways. But the enemy has manipulated you. You have suffered something and you need God to come in and to tell you, this is not from me. It's not true. I see you as valuable. I see you as worth something. You don't have to prove it to me. I'm the one that made you. And so I know exactly what your value is. May the Lord help us. And so people are running to and fro trying to prove something that doesn't need to be proven, because God loves you already just like you are. Give your heart to him. Live for him and see if he don't prove it over and over again what he feel about you. May the Lord help us this morning. But we have to be willing to give it up to the Lord. Stop trying to do it ourselves. Let God work and let him deal. May the Lord help us. Proverbs 23:23. This is another scripture about truth. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. You ever heard somebody say, I don't buy that? You ever heard somebody say, what does that mean? That means you don't believe it. You don't accept it as true. You reject it, right? Truth is something that has to be bought. There's a cost to it. Did you know that? You have to lay down what you already believe in order to pick up what is true and what is right. May the Lord help us. And so sometimes we already have a belief system that is detrimental to our own selves. And we have to be willing by the help of the Lord to set that down in order to accept God's truth and God's will in our life. May the Lord help us. And so we have to buy the truth and sell it not means hold on to it. Don't get rid of it for any reason or any purpose. There was a time in my life that I did not know who I was to God. I did not know how he felt about me. That no longer is the case. Praise the great God of heaven. I know who I am before God. I know how he feels about me. And I'm so glad that he loves me. I'm so glad I'm his child. We sung about that. I'm so glad he saved me. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. I'm encouraged by that. I don't have to walk around with my head down no more. I don't have to defend myself against things that don't even matter. They're not true anyway. God has let me know who I am in him. And I'm glad about it. And I'm telling you this morning, if you don't know the Lord like that, you can. You can this morning, but you won't do it by yourself. You'll have to lay that down and say, Lord, here I am. What do you have for me? Who am I in you? What do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? God has that for us. May the Lord help us this morning. Stand by us and be with us. Encourage our hearts and lift us up. In the name of his son, Jesus, is our prayer this morning. I want to talk about three things that will hinder us. Proverbs 3:5, you probably know it by heart. What does it say? Trust in the Lord, does it not? What else? With most of your heart. And if you get a chance, lean to your understanding just a tiny bit. In most of your ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct. Is that what it says? What does it say? Trust all your ways. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. What's happening is we're trusting in the Lord sometimes with a portion or a percentage. But that's not what it says. It says trust him with all of your heart. And there's reasons why, and we'll talk about why we don't trust him with all of our heart. Why we lean. When you don't trust something, then as they're telling you, some of you, take a child, come to their father, come to their mother. Dad, this is my problem. And dad or mom, this is my problem. And they come and while you're trying to assist them to what's going to help them, they'll be cutting you off, telling you what they think about it. Do we do that with the Lord sometimes? No, I'm asking now. Help us, Lord, nothing. Do we do that with the Lord sometime? Amen. We need him to help us, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is we have to acknowledge where we're at before the Lord. I'm saved, I'm sanctified, a child of God, and I struggle with these things sometime. Lord, I don't know, Lord. I've been doing this for some time, which is not even true. Did you hear me? No. Did you hear? Listen, I kind of been doing this by myself. What you been doing by yourself? Huh? You can't take the next breath by yourself. You can't have the next lucid thought by yourself. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. And so if we're doing anything, he's at least allowing us to do it. But sometimes these are not conscious thoughts. They are subconscious thoughts. They're underneath what we're thinking and what we're doing. And so when we have a problem, we jump up and we say, you know what? I think I know what I'll do. I was looking on the internet, on the Googles and the YouTubes. And I'm not against any of that. ChatGPT, I'm not against any of that. But the same friend that told me what he had learned, he gave me something else. He said, talk to the Lord first. Talk to him. See what he has to say about it. If he send you some help from somebody else, go ahead. You're good with that. If he direct you to YouTube, that's fine. But let it be, Lord, that I'm trusting in you with all of my heart, not just a percentage of. And then, Lord, when I do that, then my understanding becomes less valuable to me. I can put my understanding down so that I can put yours and grab yours and go with that. So the two things is, one, we're not trusting him with all of our heart, or maybe sometimes we are, sometimes we aren't. Maybe there's a percentage of the time that we're trusting him, or maybe it's situational, right? In this situation, I know I can't do nothing. Lord, I'm trusting you with all my heart. Can't do nothing anyway. Right? But what about those situations where I think that I can do something? I think what I'm thinking might be okay. We do sometime we have, and listen, we're on our journey to heaven. You understand? God knows who we are, where we are, and what we got going on. So I'm not pushing you down. I'm saying take a look at it, and by the help of the Lord, let him elevate you to the point where you began to trust him with all your heart, and you don't lean to your own understanding. You acknowledge him in everything that you do. I'm learning to acknowledge God in the things that I don't think he is concerned about. I'm telling you, he's concerned about it. May the Lord help us. So we don't trust him, or we don't trust him fully, or it's situational, right? Sometimes we lean to our own understanding. Sometimes we don't acknowledge him in all of our ways, and so he has no chance of directing our path. We're doing it ourselves. I must tell Jesus. Huh? I got to tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. May the Lord help us this morning. So, may the Lord help us. I want to talk about, and this is a key to the message this morning. If you hadn't been listening, I want you to turn your listening ears on now. I'm not saying you haven't. I think you have been. Thank the Lord for that. But I want you, if you have not been listening, I want you to take a look at what we're going to present here this morning. We talked about before, we have several messages on trauma and trauma response, right? So things happen to us, they hurt us, and they mess us off. And so one of the things that can happen to us is a person can learn that help is not on the way. Did you hear me? Okay. Help is not on the way. Many times this happens in our youth. I come from a family of 11. And it could be, my mom was all world. I don't care what you think about that. It's true. But she did it by the help of the Lord. But it could have been, I could see very easily where, when you have 11 children and 11 needs all presented at once, at least 11, that somebody's needs go unaddressed. Well, maybe that's okay once or twice or five times, but what about that child? Listen to me this morning. That come and keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, and they never have time for that child. You see? Before they even get a chance to understand what is happening, it's happening. And so the thought comes to the child's mind, help is not on the way. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to do it by myself. You see? And that may work for a while. But sooner or later, we're going to have to do something with the matter of our souls, with our relationship with God. And sometimes we come into our relationship with God with that mindset. May the Lord help us. I'm not demonizing the person. Do you understand that? We are the product of the things that have happened to us and how we have responded to them. All right? May the Lord help us. And so it's not about whether we're right or wrong at this point. What it's about is, who am I and why am I this way and what can be done about it? May the Lord help us. The problem is, if I'm that child where the needs that I had, they were not met. Sometimes it can be, it's in different forms, all right? Lord, help me. Sometimes they just don't want to help the kid. They don't like the child, okay? I don't know what you want me to say. It's the truth. Some parents don't like certain children. And so helping them is a chore. And so they either refuse to help them, or sometimes they will say, I'm going to help you, but they make such a production of helping them that the child gets the message that you really don't want to help me. All right? Think about that in terms of what it's doing to the relationship, and then think about that in terms of what it's doing when you come into a relationship with God. All right? Sometimes we tell our children, and sometimes we tell them rightfully so, do it yourself. Well, what that means is you have the equipment and the ability to do it already. I've put you in a position where you can do it, and I know you can do it. But when that child go off and tries to do it and is unsuccessful, then what? No matter what else we may be doing, soon as we get time to help them, I want to encourage you, Even if you can't do it right now, you're doing something else. Son, daughter, I can't do it right now, but I promise you, as soon as I can, we're going to get you some help. You see? Because I don't want that child going through life with the idea that help is not on the way, because when I'm in trouble in my Christian life, I've got this thing that I can't seem to get the victory over. I'm dealing with this sorrow, this sadness, this unforgiveness. I'm going to call it out, whatever it might be that I'm dealing with, this depression, this oppression, this imposition, this opposition that I'm dealing with. I still have that mindset that help is not on the way. It's not in my conscience. It's in my subconscious, and it's evident in the things that I do. I either can't ask for help or I won't ask for help. May the Lord help us. And so I'm trying to do it by myself. I'm going to drag my own self to heaven some kind of way. What's the word of God say? I got good news for you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn of me, I'm meek and lowly. What else does it say? Find rest to your soul. When you come to God, first thing you're going to get is some rest. And the reason why you get some rest is because what you are heavy laden and burdened down with, whatever it might be, he going to get up underneath that deal and take some of that right up off you. May the Lord bless and encourage our hearts this morning. He is. He says, take my yoke upon you. When he yokes, when he says that, what that means is he don't just put something around your neck and then don't do nothing with a yoke. It's two parts. And so when he puts his yoke on you, he gets under that yoke with you. May the Lord help us. We have the ability to bring something to God if we need to. Somebody find that scripture and holler it out so people, they might have forgot about it. But I want all three of those scriptures that come unto me all the labor, heavy labor. I want all three of those because we got to make sure that goes along with the message. All right. Matthew 11:28. I want you to read 29 and 30 as well. Not right now. Read it on your own time. Ponder it. Make it homework. Whatever you got to do. Get a hold of what he's trying to tell you there. All right. Moving forward. That person that has that situation where it doesn't have to be a parent. It can be anybody. We're in a position to help. You're in a position to do something. You know, we have responsibility. One thing that seems to be lacking in today's society, and I'm not going to get on no soapbox, but I want you to understand that it seems to be, in general, lacking. People only seem to want to be responsible to themselves. May God help us. No man liveth to himself and no man dieth to. Even if you're that way, you're affecting other people. And so if you're in an opportunity to bless and help somebody else, what else are you doing that's so important that you can't help somebody else? You can't say a word of kindness. You got a certain number of words you can only speak a day, and you done run out of them or what? Do you know that that is a powerful thing? Yeah. Yeah. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Yeah. I'm praying for you. Amen. How can I help you? Yeah. Oh, you can so and so. Okay, I got you by the help of the Lord. Amen. There is power in that. Amen. You see? You just told somebody that help is on the way. Yeah. You see? You're going to help, God's going to help, and they're going to be all right by the help of the Lord. May the Lord help us this morning. I thought about something I forgot to read. I want you to get a hold of this. I think God did it that way. Psalms 127:1. I want you to get a hold of what it says here. I'm going to read it. It says, except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keepeth the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And you can read all those scriptures, only five of them, but it talks about the basic idea of that is sometimes as we're doing it ourselves, we think we are succeeding. And according to these scriptures, unless God is intimately and intricately involved in all that is going on, we are just wasting our time. May the Lord help us. May the Lord stand by and be with us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll direct your path. Lord, this is my goal and aim for today. But first, Lord, what do you have for me? You see. And Lord, what you got for me, I'll do. I know I probably have to go to work today. We think sometimes we have to, but we really don't. If the Lord said do something else, you can call in. It's okay. You'll be there the next time. Lord, order my steps. Take the lead in this relationship. And so that these responsibilities, if I ask people about the responsibility, I got to get a house. I got to get a car. I got to get a good savings. I got to raise these children. We got all these responsibilities. And the foundation, we're running off after these responsibilities on our own, and we're forgetting the main ingredient of what's going to help us to be successful in doing all of these other things. And so if we're in that situation, if you're somebody that you should have been helped and you could have been helped, but you haven't been, and so you've developed maybe subconsciously, not you don't want to be that way. Listen, I know how it is. Sometimes you are a way, you have a way about you, and you don't want to be that way. But you can't fix it. You see what I mean? You know that you're that way, and you've given up trying to change it. You tried and tried and tried and cried about it and did all these different things. But one thing you haven't done is you haven't let God get a hold of it. May the Lord help us. But this thing is difficult because letting Him have it means that part of the healing that's going to come with that, you need a little bit of healing before you can even do that. See how it works? And so I want to encourage you today that God loves you. Matter of fact, it says, 1 John 4:7-8, that eighth verse, it says, at the end of it, it says, for God is love. Love is not going to leave you helpless and hopeless. All right? He will come to you and help you. The thing is, He's already done that. But what we have to do is we have to be willing to allow Him to help us. And if we have trust issues, if we have vulnerabilities, if we don't believe that God can do it completely and entirely, I want to encourage you, through prayer, you can get to a place where you truly believe that God can help you and you can give it to Him completely and entirely. God even does this. Sometime He will accept what you are offering Him, even though it's not the entire thing. You're giving Him all that you can at that time, and He'll accept that. But He has an expectation that as you learn and as you get to a place where you can give Him more of the of what is needed, then He wants that too. Okay? He loves us, and He cares about us. He said we can cast all our cares upon Him. Why? He cares for you. Amen. I'm glad to be included in the you. He cares for me. He cares for you. I'm glad about it. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time. Your attention, your prayers for me. I have three more scriptures that I want to get to, and it's going to be real quick by the help of the Lord, but I want you to pray for me, and I thank you for your prayers. We're going to go to Matthew 11:28. This is a common verse. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your soul. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. All right, make sure, so it's already in there. And then let's go to Philippians 4:19. What does that say? If you have it off top, you can say it. Amen. How many needs? Most of them. And my God shall supply all your needs. What else does it say? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's got us. If your need is that you're having difficulty giving it to the Lord, then I want to encourage you that he can supply that need. May the Lord help us. It's hard to believe and it's difficult to do. I want you to know that I know it's difficult to do. Something that you have been carrying around for years and years and years. It is deeply embedded into the heart and to the mind and to the very soul of your being. It is a spiritual trauma that you're dealing with. Amen. He's able to do it. He is able to deliver thee. May the Lord help us this morning. All right, so God can do that for us. Doesn't matter what the need is. Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how long you've had that need. God's able to help us with these types of things. And I'm a witness of that right now today. I want you to be able to live in his love and enjoy the presence of the Lord. I'm not telling you I don't have trial and test. I'll tell you the opposite of that is true. But he has not failed me, not one time. And the more that I rely and lean upon him, the better I do. It's bananas. It really is. So you mean to tell me, Lord, I can bring this to you as well? I got a situation with my vehicle. Need the Lord to bless with that. Lord woke me up this morning and said, bring that to me. I'll bless you. I'll help you with it. I've been sick, I've been injured, everything else, things that happened to my loved ones. You know, many times we have many different areas and circumstances and situations that we're dealing with all at once. And the enemy is wanting to overwhelm us and keep us trying to do it by ourselves. I encourage you to get away from what he's telling you to do and do what the Lord is telling you to do this morning. Bring that to the Lord. Every last little care, every last little burden, every sorrow, every pain, whatever it might be, bring it to the Lord. May the Lord help us. He said he can help us with all of it, all of our needs. May the Lord help us. Sometimes our need is actually to be obedient. We've been disobedient. And so we're now faced with a situation that we've gotten ourselves into. We've listened to the enemy. And so we're dealing with these consequences. And so we need to humble ourselves. And he'll say, listen, you've been disobedient. Ask me for forgiveness and then obey. May the Lord help us. But we can do it different if we want to. I'll be disobedient. I'll continue to be disobedient. And I'll do it by myself. How you think that's going to work out? May the Lord help us. Last scripture is in Psalms. What chapter and verse, Brother Tad? 46, what verse? Huh? What's it say? Is that all it say?
A very present help in trouble.
Praise God. Psalms 46, verse number 1. It says he's our refuge. Do you know what a refuge means? It don't mean that the trouble is gone. Do you hear me? It means that it's a place of safety in trouble. You understand? And so I can go to a place where these things that are coming against me, they can't get to me. All right. And then he said, he's our strength. The Bible says in another verse, it says he giveth power to him that have no might. He increases strength. All right? God has all of that for us. So he's our refuge, a place of safety, and then he's also the strength. We can't make ourselves stronger. We can't do that. Do you know that working out don't make you stronger? Did you know that? Crickets in the building. The working out is the stimulus, the difficulty that you're going through. That is what starts the process. It's the healing. It's the recovery is where the strength comes. Can you heal yourself? We can do all the things right, but unless God allows us to heal, we won't get stronger. And so this comes from God. He says he's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. I want to encourage you to stop doing it yourself. That's what I want. If you didn't get nothing else, stop doing it yourself. If you have a problem with asking God to help you to do that, come pray with me if you have to. I'll pray with you. We'll pray together. We'll make it a matter of prayer. We'll put aside food and water if we have to until you get the blessing that you need. When you are a child of God, then you are my responsibility as well. I'm responsible to the world as well. But a child of God, if I'm a shepherd, then you are sheep. And the sheep can't take care of themselves. That's why they need a shepherd. And so I go to the shepherd, get my instructions, and then I can help you by the help of the Lord. So you're not by yourself. We are together, and we're going to fight to get you the victory that you need by the help of the Lord. Devil's mad. He don't want to hear all that, does he? He's okay with jumping you. He'll jump you. He'll do all he can to discourage you and knock you down. But we have a response to that by the help of the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? We have God with us and in us. And we're able to do all things through Christ by the help of the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning. Stop doing it yourself. Let the Lord have it by the grace and help of God. I appreciate your prayers, your time, your attention. I want to make heaven my home. And I'm going to do that by the grace and help of God. I want you to do the same. You can and you will, but you won't do it by yourself. You'll do it by God's help. May the Lord help us.